It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're talking about the road to recovery, and we're zooming in this morning talking about filling that empty space. Now, Scripture comes from Matthew 12:43-44. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, "I will return to the house I left." When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put into order. And we've talked this week about addiction not just being an alcohol or drug thing, but being all sorts of different addictions. And breaking free from addiction just isn't about quitting something. It's more about replacing it with something better, because freedom doesn't last if it's built on emptiness. And so often we remove the addiction, we stop short of that true healing. We clean up our habits, we put our lives in order, and tell ourselves that, hey, we're good. If people ask, we're good, we got this. But that emptiness has a voice, and it calls the old habits back. The heart that isn't filled with God's presence will eventually crave what once numbed its pain. I think, too, we see a lot of the times that we put down one habit in order to fill that emptiness, we pick up another. Maybe it's not as severe, but it still becomes addicting. You see, every addiction begins with a need. It's a hunger for comfort, peace, love, control, maybe even escape for you. And removing the addiction doesn't remove that hunger. What it really does is expose it. And that's where God wants to meet you, not with condemnation. No, we want compassion. He's ready. He's there. The enemy loves to tempt us with all of these empty fixes. They seem to fill us up for a moment, whether it's a drink, a purchase, a message from that person that you should have already let go of. But you know what? That satisfaction fades and we're left feeling even more empty than we were when we started out. With Jesus, on the other hand, Jesus offers lasting fulfillment. He said, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst," in John 4:14. He doesn't just take away your addiction. What he does is he fills that space with living water, with his presence, with his word, and with his peace. So when you invite him into the emptiness, he begins to fill it with purpose, and worship replaces that worry that you're going through, and prayer replaces that panic, and fellowship replaces that isolation from going home and never leaving your house. God doesn't want to clean your house. He wants to live in it. It's not enough to just walk away from what's enslaving you. You must really walk towards something greater. And recovery rooted only in self-control often leads to relapse. But recovery rooted in Christ, that leads to renewal. And he doesn't just change your behavior. What he does is he transforms your heart. So today, as we're reflecting, don't just ask God to remove your addiction. Ask him to fill the space it leaves behind, and let him replace what's been broken with something so beautiful that nobody or nothing else can give to you. So ask yourself the question today, what empty space has my addiction left behind, and what have I tried to fill it with? And am I inviting God daily into the spaces where temptation once lived? Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, we don't just want to stop this cycle. We want to be filled with something greater. Empty us of every craving that doesn't lead directly toward you. And fill the lonely, broken, and restless parts of us with your spirit. Let your peace replace our pain and your purpose replace our past. And teach us to turn to you first, not as a last resort. We don't want to be empty anymore. We want to be full of you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.